a hole in his chest.
And what does that cause him to do?
Cough, of course.
Suppose somebody has a cold and you're supposed to take some medicine for it at a certain time, and a half hour later than that time they haven't had their medicine yet. So the person comes in and says, Haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person can't hear, he's
deaf.
And if you work real hard,
muscles become sore.
Yeah, and then on your skin, drops of water.
You perspire.
Mm-hmm. And how do you say the past of that? You say he perspires. Mm-hmm. Yesterday he.
Perspired.
Do you ever use another word instead of perspire?
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday he?
Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Sweat.
Sweat,
isn't it?
Well, actually, some places you'll find it sweated.
Sweated.
And the book is on the table. And this man gets the book and goes away with it. And then somebody's looking for it later, and he says, "Where's the book?" And this other person says, "Why, John
took it."
What about the sort of thing that swells up on your skin sometimes, and it's very sore, sometimes has to be lanced. Eventually it comes to a head.
Boils.
And what do you call what's in the boil?
Corruption.
Not very pleasant. If a person gets shot, say in the shoulder, what do you call that place that where the bullet went in?
Wound.
And if you cut your finger, sometimes the flesh around it will sort of swell up as it's healing. What do you call it?
Infected.
Yeah,
well, as it's healing.
Yeah, as it's healing up. In some localities there's a word for that sort of thing.
My cut is healed.
But, I mean, the word for the swelling up, the swollen flesh around the healing cut.
Infected?
Well, it might be, but then there's
another word. Proud flesh. Yes, it has proud flesh. I have.
Suppose a person dies, and then somebody has asked somebody, "Well, what was the matter with him?" And you say, "I don't know what he." This is an awfully hard expression to get because. What would you say?
He